The steam is the first thing I remember. It lived in the ceiling of the factory. It tasted like damp cotton and old metal. I worked 16 hours yesterday. I will work 16 hours today. My fingers are calloused until they feel like wood. I do not feel the needle anymore. I only feel the rhythm. We are in the heart of Sydney, but we never see the harbor. We see the rows of sewing machines. We see the piles of polyester and silk. My back is a permanent curve. My eyes stay locked on the seam. If I look up, I lose a second. If I lose a second, I lose a cent. The woman next to me is named Mai. She is older than me. Her hands shake when she reaches for the thread. She has been here since the sun was down. We all have. The supervisor walks the aisles. He taps his watch. He does not speak to us. He only reminds us that time is money. But it is not our money. It is his. I look at Mai. Her eyes are wet. She dropped a bobbin and he yelled. He stood over her until she shook. That was the moment. The heat in the room changed. It was not just the steam anymore. It was a different kind of burn. I stood up. The sound of my chair scraping the floor was like a gunshot. The machines around me slowed. One by one, the humming stopped. The silence was heavy. It was the loudest thing I had ever heard in that building. I walked to the center of the floor. My legs felt light. I did not look at the supervisor. I looked at the doors. I raised my hand. I walked toward the exit. I heard the others follow. The sound of 60 women walking out is a heavy sound. It is the sound of a heartbeat. We stood on the sidewalk in the bright Sydney sun. It hurt my eyes. We held our breath. We were finally outside. We were finally breathing air that did not taste like fabric dust. We demanded what was ours. We wanted the minimum wage. We wanted a break to eat. The supervisor stood behind the glass door. He did not look angry. He looked calm. He held a stack of folders. I knew what was in those folders. Our names. Our addresses. Our visa statuses. He didn't need to yell. He just pointed at the papers. Then the phone calls started. Not to us. To the authorities. I saw the black cars pull up an hour later. They did not go to the factory. They went to the street where we stood. The supervisor walked out. He smiled at the men in uniforms. He told them we were no longer employed. He told them our presence in the country was tied to his signature. I felt the ground go cold. My heart was a stone in my chest. I looked at Mai. She was white as a sheet. Her children were at home. Her husband was waiting for her to bring home the pay for the rent. The man in the uniform approached me. He asked for my papers. I told him I was a worker. I told him we were striking for our rights. He did not care about the hours. He did not care about the steam or the needles. He only cared about the date on the stamp in my passport. They took us to a room with no windows. It was not the factory, but it felt the same. I sat on a hard plastic chair. A woman in a suit sat across from me. She told me my sponsor had withdrawn his support. She told me I had 48 hours to leave. I tried to explain. I told her about the 16-hour shifts. I told her about the pay that was half of what the law required. She wrote it down. But she did not look at me. She said the law was the law. My right to be here ended when my job ended. I went back to my apartment. It was a small room I shared with three others. I looked at my suitcase. It was the same one I arrived with 5 years ago. I thought I was building a life. I thought the sweat and the pain would buy me a future. I looked at the photos on the wall. My sister back in Dalat. My parents. I was supposed to send for them. I was the one who made it out. Now, I was the one being sent back with nothing. The strike worked for the others. The news came the next morning. The factory was under investigation. The union had stepped in for the citizens. The women who had their papers were getting their back pay. They were getting their breaks. But not me, and not Mai. We were the examples. The supervisor lost his business, but he made sure we lost everything else. He burnt the bridge while we were still standing on it. I stood at the airport gate. My bag was light. My hands were still stained with the dark blue dye from the denim we sewed last week. The color wouldn't come out. It was under my nails. It was in my skin. I watched the planes take off through the glass. I did a brave thing. I stood up for myself. I stood up for the women in that room. We won the fight for the factory, but I lost my home. I boarded the plane. I sat in the narrow seat. I looked at my hands. They were empty. The price of dignity was my entire world. I am going back to a place that feels like a memory. I am leaving a place that feels like a ghost. The engine started to roar. I closed my eyes. I could still hear the sewing machines. I could still smell the steam. I did what was right, and I am paying for it with the rest of my life.